Back again for another analyst interview, this time sitting down with Ben Pfeiffer, NBA scout, prospect specialist. We're going to talk a lot about some up-and-coming players and a guy that I'm pretty high on who's been in the NBA for a while, but I know Ben has got some recent videos around him. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm your host, Adam King at AdamKing91 on Twitter. Another analyst interview today. As I said, joining me is Ben Pfeiffer. Ben, first time on the show, first time even speaking. So I love these ones because the questions that I'm asking, I won't know the answers to. So I'm finding out as the people are finding out. Thanks for jumping on.
No problem. Thanks for having me. That's where the fun hopefully would come from. It would be no fun if you knew all the answers. So
that's right. That's right.
No, I'm always down to talk hoops, and my experience with I always enjoy talking to fantasy people. Specifically, I mean, the only other fantasy guy I know is also an Aussie, you know, Josh Lloyd, my buddy. But
yeah,
I don't know if they're all. I don't know if the only fantasy basketball people are Aussies, but like.
Not all of us, but there are more of us. We're growing. There's probably a good 10 now. So yeah, but Josh is sort of the top of the tree, and then we're all just climbing that tree. fruitlessly, I think we're not going to get to where he is, but he helps. No. Yeah. So I guess we'll start at the top in terms of basketball. As I said, you are really sort of deep diving the young prospects, and that's what you do, that you look at how they might turn out. Are they going to be good players? Are they not? How did that come about? Like, was this an interest that you had as a young kid, or something that you grew into as you got older?
Yeah, so I always liked basketball, and like I played growing up, I played in high school, and at some point I realized like, not going to be good enough to play at any high level and make money off of it. So maybe I'll find some other way. Maybe around like 2018, 2019, I just like came across a bunch of like the, you know, OG, like quote unquote, like draft Twitter people. And like kind of, I always liked the draft. And then I always followed like ESPN and like all of like the draft stuff that, you know, was on TV or whatever. And then I saw these people like, who, you know, who did it at such a different level, and I'm like, holy crap, like this is like, there's so much more here than I had any idea about. And I just thought it was cool and decided to emulate it. And I'd say it took me a while for me to get to a point where I would consider myself, I guess, quote unquote, like good or, you know, smart or have good content. But yeah, I've always really enjoyed the prospect and development side of things. And especially now, I mean, I love all kinds of basketball. You know, I enjoy watching the like the Olympic hoops or whatever. But the prospect like development side of it has always been so fascinating to me. And it's been cool to really get into it on a much deeper level these days and share it with people as well.
And so I'm assuming you'd be watching a lot of high school basketball, college as well. Is it something that you're able to physically get to watch, or is it all sort of watching clips, videos, all that sort of thing?
It's mostly remote, but I do have good Southern California like access. We have some good high school hoops here in Southern California. Couple top prospects play within like half an hour of where I live, and there's, you know, generally good stuff in the West Coast. I did some scouting with Puma's shoe circuit, so like Nike EYBL, pretty much like the shoe circuits, but just for Puma, which I got to get out in person, which the high school basketball, like the high school AAU basketball environments are so cool just because everything's so close. And you can get, like, there's so much concentrated basketball. Seems like kind of a nightmare to participate in, to be honest. I have met, like, I didn't play AAU like past like 13 years old, but I remember not really enjoying it. But
yeah,
it's great as an observer.
And I mean, it's so different over there because I mean, I think of back to high school here. So I played basketball. I still play, but played at a relatively high level in high school and beyond that for a few years. And over here, high school basketball is when you play, basically the people watching are family, friends. That's it. Like small crowds. You wouldn't just get people coming to watch high school basketball unless they were connected somehow to a player or a team. Over in the States, so college basketball, we get a lot of exposure to college basketball and the crowds and the atmosphere. What is it like at a high school game? Is it much the same but on a slightly smaller scale, or is it as big?
Yeah, kind of. Well, there's the like actual high school games are like a cool atmosphere because it's like a lot of like kids and people, but it definitely depends. But like the AAU tournament atmospheres are kind of different. It's like a big room with like 10, 15 courts, everyone going at once, yeah. Like a bunch of people will crowd around whichever court, you know, people are playing on or there's a good game on. And it's just like a ton of people in the same place, you know, who are there to watch basketball. Obviously for different reasons, there are people like me who are scouting as coaches, there's like parents and stuff. And, you know, whenever you have AAU parents and family, there's always going to be a certain level of tension, but it's fun. It's a very good time. And I'm fortunate that it is a decent part of my day-to-day life.
And I would assume, I mean, those sorts of tournaments, as you said, which have multiple games going at the same time, are a perfect spot to go and scout because you can watch multiple players at the same time and not just go to one game, watch two teams, and you can only watch who's on offer in that specific game. So, I'm more just sort of thinking how cool that would be to be able to do that. It's not something that we can
would definitely ever recommend if you had the chance. I mean, it's becoming more global. Like I was telling you before we hit record, I was doing some scouting work for Puma this summer, and one of the tournaments had like a bunch of Australian teams come play. And they're all sick to watch, and I got to see some like very cool, like some very talent that like pretty much no one else has really been able to see because they are, you know, like you said, there aren't a ton of eyes in like Australia or wherever, but.
No. And so basketball obviously takes up a lot of your time, traveling out, watching, sitting at home, studying players and that sort of thing. But you did mention off air, it's what you like to do and sort of the passion there, but you also do a little bit of tutoring of high school students on the side. Does that ever blend? Does the discussions around basketball ever come up when you are doing that tutoring?
Every once in a while, you know, I try to, maybe one day my full-time income will be basketball, but I still have a lot of figuring out before I get there, or if that's even what I want. You know, I'm young, I'm not stressing about it, but I don't know. I'll occasionally get students who are like, you know, talking about who end up liking sports, they'll mention it. And it's definitely a good way to connect. I feel like that's very important in pretty much any kind of work, basketball, working with kids, like building that connection. I think connections have helped me get to where I am, and they definitely help me get closer to sometimes apathetic, you know, children who aren't really excited to be doing their math homework or whatever. Like, but yeah, I've had a couple of kids who like her, you know, who I've divulged more details of, you know, what I actually do, and they find it to be pretty cool, which is always gratifying. I'm like,
that's cool. Yeah. And I think that's as you said, it's a pretty, it's a really good first step to engaging with kids in general, is just finding a common interest and something that you can communicate about that's not maths at school and the boring things that they don't really want to be doing. I think it's not surprising. I think quite a few of the people that I've had on the show work with kids in one way, shape or form. I think they sort of do go hand in hand to some degree.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So when you're not doing your basketball stuff, when you're not doing your tutoring stuff, what does life look like for you? So what do you, I mean, if like me, my hobby is fantasy basketball, so it becomes sort of more than a hobby. But do you have anything else that you like to do other than going and watching basketball?
Yeah, no, I certainly resonate. Right, it's like the work blending into what you do for fun. So it's like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I want to watch basketball for fun, but I'm like, you know, I'm burned out of it, so I'm gonna do something else. But no, I definitely agree with that. I don't know. I live a pretty like quiet, boring life, but I like it that way. I spend a lot of the sun, a lot of time in the sun, in the water. Like I said, very, very fortunate in like to be in a place in Southern California where I have lots of access to good nature and spending like a lot of time outside. So I do that when I'm not inside watching basketball. I'm moving around in the outdoors generally. Very into music, and just like I do with basketball and everything else, basically the way I approach basketball, like with the like analytical eye and the detail and like the charting stuff, I like do with every other part of my life mostly.
Okay.
Very type A in that way, I guess. Yeah, I like music a lot. I just have a bunch of like random niche interests. I'm a big fan of reality TV. Okay. But only specific kinds, but that's about it. Yeah, like I said, don't do very much, but I prefer it that way. I enjoy living a quote unquote not very exciting life sometimes because it's fun. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, it's, you go hand in hand with my wife. She'd love it if she could just sit at home and not see anyone. And I mean, she likes to see people, but
sure, every once in a while. Yeah.
She likes that
on your own terms. Yeah.
Quiet life and which she isn't getting at the moment. Actually, she's off doing a work thing for 6 weeks, so she's really out of her comfort zone at the moment. Music, I suppose. I'm assuming, and I mean, my LA is somewhere I've never been. California is somewhere I've never been. What is the music? My knowledge of that area of the world is from movies, really. Yeah. Like that, I watch movies and I go, okay, that's what life is like in California or LA or whatever. And so, to me, the music scene would be pretty vibrant and buzzing in that area. Is that right?
Yeah, it's great. A lot of people are like, "Oh, wow, you live in like Hollywood," and it's like technically, yeah. But I also like grew up here, and I think it's very different for like people who like come to Southern California for like some kind of industry thing versus I'm like, yeah, I'm just kind of from here. But no, yeah, the music scene is great. Tons of concerts, which I always say I need to get some more, but I need to get some more. Tons of good live music. And yeah, it's like very, very cool. A lot of people, you know, you'll meet a lot of people who like make music, which is very cool. If I was, was not doing basketball or like could give it up, aside from like, maybe some other things, I would probably be like a musician or try to make music. I have no musical talent, but I think it's fun. maybe one day, but
yeah. And so is the music, I guess, that you like, would you prefer to go and see a big concert, like thousands of people, or more of like a more humble sort of quiet, maybe a band that isn't as well known performing in a local bar or something like that? Is there a preference, or you're just happy to be watching any live music?
I feel like the smaller the setting, generally, definitely better. I mean, you know, a like huge concert at like Staples Center or whatever is always fun. But no, there's something very cool about being, you know, especially if it's an artist you like really like, which I've been able to see a couple times, or like just some random person you've never heard of in some small venue that you like, you know, it's just more intimate kind of fun setting where you can be more physically close. And it feels less, I don't know, like corporate or just massive. But yeah, I mean, like, I think all live music is pretty cool generally, but especially the little like small venues, those are great. I mean, and LA, San Diego, like we have a ton of like really cool venues. So not like there's lots of options and always something going on.
Now, you mentioned you like reality TV, but not all reality TV. I guess leading into a conversation about TV and movies and starting with TV, what are your go-to shows if you're watching TV?
Yeah. I'm like famously, that's not famously, like pop, pretty pop culture illiterate. Like I pretty much the only things I watch are like sports besides, not really a huge, like, you know, a lot of like love movies and like a bunch of shows. Like someone tweeted, like, I think a list of like the top 50 like TV shows of all time. And I'm like, I've seen two of these. People are like, what are you doing with your life? But yeah, my favorite show of all time is the show Survivor. I know there's an Australian Survivor. Mm-hmm. That's also very good. I'm sure how familiar you are with it, but that's like reality competition type things, which like, again, is like one of the few things that I like obsess over more than basketball. I guess just because you can be a, because you know, it's at some point when you work in sports, as I'm sure you know, you know there's some level of fandom kind of gets sucked out of you as it becomes work, and you know, you have to have other considerations other than just like cheering for a team. But I'm very obsessed with Survivor slash also getting into Big Brother, which is another reality competition show. I don't know, I like watching like people cooking. I like cooking shows. But like aside from that, I'm not really like a TV person. But I have been introduced to lots of movies and TVs and stuff by my friends when I just like, they're just like, we're going to put something on and you're going to like it. Like, okay.
And any movies that stick out as ones that you actually ended up going, I actually like that. And something you could watch again.
So what did I see recently? I saw Challengers recently. Maybe like the first movie I'd seen in theaters in like 6 months. And I'm like, that shit was great. I would watch that again. Okay. That was fantastic. I enjoy like, I don't know. I like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like I like action. I like sci-fi mystery type stuff. But like, I loved like Maze Runner and like Hunger Games as a kid. Rewatch those every once in a while. But yeah, I'm not like a person who's like, this is my take on like the top five like greatest films of all time. Like no.
And
I also enjoy basketball and sports movies in general. Hustle was great. Moneyball is great. All the classics. You know, I don't have particularly unique opinions there.
No, okay, yeah. Hunger Games. I love Hunger Games, and it's actually something I'm trying to get my son into. He's 14, and he's always skeptical. Like if I suggest a movie to watch, he's always a bit like, I don't know. And I would say any time I've suggested a movie to watch, we watch together, he ends up liking it and he wants to watch it.
Well, yeah, you got to get him into that though.
But he's still hesitant for whatever reason. He still doesn't trust that.
It's so good. He'll see the light one day.
He will. And
then he'll like it.
Hunger Games is... Yeah, and Maze Runner, as you said as well, I think both of those he'd like, but time will tell whether I can get him into them. Food. Is food sort of a big part of your life, or you're just one of those people that eats because you have to eat?
I think those people are psychotic. The people who eat because they – no. I love food. I eat a lot of food. I make a lot of food. Like I mentioned earlier, chart a lot of food, like writing, like, you know, listing and like ranking the things that I eat. But yeah, no, I like all food. I did not really eat much as a kid, and then I at some point in my life was like, I'm just gonna eat everything.
Okay, there's a lot out there to eat. Is there a favorite, like, have you got a cuisine or a specific food that is a,
yeah,
you,
I guess you could my
call a favorite?
I can give you some favorites. I love like any kind of like raw fish, pretty much seafood, which lends itself to a lot of like Japanese, which I really enjoy. Like I love like Lebanese, Middle Eastern type food, like the Mediterranean stuff. Absolutely fantastic. I don't know. I could just like list off a bunch of places. Like I love Mexican food. We're kind of spoiled for that in Southern California. Those are a big three that come to my mind that I really like. I love all food. It's great. Yeah.
And last one, travel. So, I mean, because they sort of tie in together. If you travel, you often get to experience new food. Is traveling something you've done a lot of, either within the United States or internationally?
Yeah, I've been to like a ton of states, but I have not been much internationally. I went out of the country for pretty much the first time in my life last year. After I graduated college, I'm like, I have no more excuses. I have to, I have, you know, money saved up. I don't have school anymore. I'm just going to go hang around Europe for a little bit. And it was great. I ate a lot of insanely good food. Like I said, a lot of insanely good seafood, just unreal. Absolutely unreal. But yeah, I love traveling and I should do it more. I always say I should do it more, but I'm happy that I'm always happy when I can do it for basketball reasons too. I have, through this work, met a ton of cool people and made a ton of good friends who, like, you know, live all over the country and the world. And it's always fun when I get to go see them, whether it's like for a basketball event or something. I very much enjoy traveling. Even just like, you know, people are always like, oh, people in the U.S. don't understand how big the U.S. is. And it's like, yeah, this place is pretty enormous. So even like, you know, seeing more of the Southwest United States is always fun, because there's like more of it than I could possibly see in my lifetime. So,
yeah. And I think I was on it was one of these shows. I was talking to someone about traveling within the United States, and what I've noticed from, I've only been there twice and I've been to a few different cities, but what I've noticed, because Australia is quite big as well. So
sure, yeah,
a lot to explore. You can travel within Australia and probably never see everything. But one thing I've noticed about that's different about, obviously the United States has a lot more states. So we only have 7 and some of them are like, the population is concentrated to sort of a 5% area and the rest is just desert. So a lot of open spaces in the States.
I'm sure. Yeah. And like Western Australia and like South Australia and like Tasmania, probably. I can't imagine there's many people.
No, that's right. And so you can travel, but it's often a really, really long distance to get from sort of one hub to the next. Whereas
straight through the outback. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a 3-day trip across. And I know distance wise, very similar in the States, but you hit more towns and things like that, I feel like, over there. And
yeah,
one thing I did notice, is that the different areas of the United States are not only different geographically, but the people are different. The food is different. So you go from one city to the next and it's almost like you are traveling internationally, because it just changes. Whereas here in Australia, you travel anywhere up the East Coast, we're all pretty much the same. There's slight differences, but you go from California to somewhere in Texas, up into Chicago, Boston, down to Miami, somewhere like very different people, different, even the accents are different.
People are very different. Yeah. There's a ton of cultural diversity here, which is cool.
Yeah. So I think that would make traveling internally within the United States an experience in itself, because you can go and try all this different food, depending on the culture and that sort of thing. So no, I think that's a huge positive for me. That would be to
so much, the United so much States. Good, so much good regional food in this country. It is, it's like, what does like American food look like? It's like everything, absolutely everything.
That's one thing that I've really enjoyed that when I go over there. It's just anywhere I go, it's different food. And so, much like you, I just love food. So I like going anywhere. Look, that's sort of it. I think we've covered everything. Again, thanks for jumping on. People can obviously find you on Twitter, but I guess a little bit of a self-promotion here. Just let people know what you've sort of got going on at the moment and where they can find you and reach out to you.
Thanks for having me on again. Always enjoy chatting, and I enjoyed the talk. But yeah, I right now I'm mostly doing stuff on my YouTube channel, which is just my name, Ben Pfeiffer, trying to grow it. Doing a lot of fun stuff with like throwback scouting reports, which people seem to really like. Like we were talking about earlier, I did a LaMelo one recently.
Yeah.
Who is one of my favorite players of all time and someone who I think is a fascinating development story, and just his kind of basketball path to where he, you know, was and to where he is now is pretty much like nothing we've ever really seen. So yeah, I do a lot of throwback, as well as just like, you know, future draft, occasional like NBA stuff. I'll like look back at rookies, sometimes focusing on prospects, but you know, yeah, still enjoying that. And then I have a couple like other places I write occasionally, Sports Keto, Hard in the Paint Sports, stuff for Puma, Pro 16 League, and wherever else. So all of that'll be in like my Twitter bio or whatever. Like,
yeah,
if you, you know, can't find something, it'll probably be on my Twitter. But yeah, lots of basketball content, working on draft stuff for 2025 draft. Like I said, watching a lot of old prospects, which is always really fun to go back and look at guys and see how they turned out.
And looking like a pretty good draft next year is my understanding.
Absolutely. An extremely good draft with an Aussie right at the top. That's Rocco Zakarski. For anyone who doesn't know, he is going to be ridiculous next year. But yeah, it is a very, very strong draft. Nice diversion from a really kind of trashy 2024 draft.
Yeah.
Without a ton of like really crazy prospects. And now it's like, yeah, even the guys like the mid late lottery are like looking really, really intriguing.
Yeah.
I'm so psyched. It's the draft is going to be so much better. I badly needed it to come. And I'd been doing like 2025 draft stuff on the side for like, and that's also like part of what I like about doing high school and prospect stuff. Like, is that I can, it's like, oh, there's like no good prospects in this draft. I'll just go watch this like insane prospect, you know, 15-year-old who's going to be a top five pick in 3 years. So
yeah,
that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm rambling, but
no, look, that's good. And I hope for LaMelo's sake, he can get his ankles right. Cause as you said,
the Ball brother knees, man, and like the lower body, it's been so, yeah. I mean, I think LaMelo is young enough. And like, also like, I mean, this is a weird thing. Like LaMelo wasn't really ever injured before like Australia. Like I know he had the injury that like kept him out, or he maybe could have come back if it was like a normal circumstance, but he was obviously going to shut down for the draft.
Yeah.
Like he and Lonzo, I don't recall them having any real like significant injury history before they became pros. So hopefully, yeah. I mean, LaMelo is young enough to where it's like, because I have so much belief in him. It's like, not only obviously I loved him as a prospect and I loved him as just like a high school basketball player, but I think he's very underrated. And I think what he did last year in like 20 games was pretty ridiculous. And I really, really hope he's healthy.
Yeah, no, fingers crossed. This is the year that he can stay healthy. So no, look, thanks again for jumping on the show. Really appreciate it. And yeah, there's a chance we'll see you on our network with Noah in the Tank Me Later in his Dynasty show, because he loves talking about prospects and things like that. So probably going to link you two up and
hopefully take some fantasy basketball. I'm always horrible at fantasy basketball. People are always like, oh, you play fantasy? Like, no, I'm terrible at it. Like, I always suck at it. Like, I am better at other fantasy sports. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Look. Yeah, I mean, maybe he can help you. And Dynasty League, I think, is where you'd probably...
Yeah, Dynasty, I like, definitely fun, just because you can, you know, kind of have the progression. But when it comes to fantasy football, I'm like, all the analytics and stuff, and basketball, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'll just pick the guys who I think are probably good, right? Like,
Yeah, well, sometimes it's as simple as that, but sometimes it's not. It's a, it's an interesting one. But no, look, thanks for jumping on. I've kept you long enough, so I'll let you... go. For anyone watching, like, subscribe, give us a thumbs up. Head over to Discord. Our Discord community is building rapidly. Lots of leagues, lots of fantasy stuff going on over there. So, again, appreciate everyone for tuning in. And we will be back with another analyst interview very soon. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.